me about the business of helping to endorse black women who are running for political office.
Shirley Chisholm shocked the world in 1968 with her election into Congress. And although she represented New York, she inspired many in the Commonwealth.
So we are at the Virginia Civil Rights Memorial.
That's Jennifer McClellan. She represents the Richmond area in the Virginia Senate.
I probably would not be where I am today in the state legislature without her, because the first is never easy.
McClellan says the intersectionality experience of being a woman and African-American are what she and Chisholm shared, saying they both experienced a strong sense of otherness, more so because of their gender.
I was the first member of the House of Delegates to be pregnant while in office, and a lot of people just assumed that meant I was going to retire, even though one of my male colleagues' wife was expecting 2 months after me, and no one expected that of them. So I think the expectations are different for women.
McClellan says she firmly stands on the shoulders of Chisholm. And since she knows the history of Chisholm's isolation in Congress, she cherishes every opportunity to work with other African-American women in the state house.
Sometimes when you're in the thick of a session, it's just nice to take a moment and support each other, because while I wish there were more, at least there's enough that we can support each other.
You can't do anything in this country without money. So we're going to be establishing our own financial political PAC.
James Farmer, a historic civil rights activist.
Rabbi Perry is a professor of political science at Virginia Commonwealth University. He says what made Chisholm stand out from the rest, besides the fact that she was a black woman, was her ability to galvanize her community, both politically and as a fundraiser, even if that meant she wasn't waiting her turn.
She was able to beat him, which was unexpected, I think, victory for many. And so she was never afraid to take on the Democratic establishment.
Perry says a huge misunderstanding exists when discussing black women and their interest in politics. He says African-American women have long been at the epicenter of mobilizing the Democratic Party. It's only now that more and more black women are running for office. And the Fighting Shirley paved the way for them all.
The thing that I remember so vividly about Shirley Chisholm is she had a big personality and a big heart.
As a reporter for NPR in the 1980s, Nolu Crokinatonga frequently spoke with Congresswoman Chisholm. She remembers Chisholm's ambition and advocacy for black women, which catapulted her to Congress.
So black women were sick and tired of being sick and tired. And this is what Shirley Chisholm stepped into. It's like, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. What are we going to do? And she saw an opportunity to really come to Congress and to make some changes.
Chisholm told Crokinatonga how lobbyists bought influence on the Hill. She said Chisholm took pride in standing up to special interest groups. It's how her mantra, unbossed and unbought, has managed to stand the test of time. And because of this, Crokinatonga doesn't see Chisholm as a politician.
The term politician sort of has a flavor to it. But stateswoman, for me, meant she was always trying to serve people, to get something done for the poor, for inner city people. And that is really where she made her mark.
Shirley Chisholm's watershed election and straight-shooter approach to politics quickly launched her into the national spotlight. In 1972, she fought her way into the Democratic primary for president. And although she lost, her candidacy was more symbolic. Chisholm was essential in the gender equality legislation known as Title IX and the founding of the Congressional Black Caucus, CBC. And it is through the CBC that the legacy of the Fighting Shirley lives on. I'm Jason Fuller.